Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your weekly wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial County. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Mr. Scott Dudley.
Hi, thank you for joining us this week, and every week we've been doing this for over a decade, bringing you your weekly wellness radio shows. True story. I had a person come up to me this week, and I was talking, I was doing some sort of like little public speaking thing for the company, and this woman came up to me, and she said, "I love you guys' radio show. I listen to every show on podcast. There's one show I've listened to 10 times, and you guys are fantastic." And I was like, wow. I wanted life to end right then. I was like, okay, this is a high note. I'm walking out right now to the applause. And I didn't, you know, I kind of kicked myself later on because I was so shocked by that. I was like, whoa, really? That I didn't go, what show was the 10?
Which one is it?
And I should have really followed up
on
that.
Wait a minute. Hold on. All of our shows are great. What are you talking about, Scott? It's just too many.
Okay. Which show would you listen to 10 times? Okay. Be honest.
You know what? I really like the one with Dr. Chivas.
Oh, there you go.
Uh-huh.
There you go. You've actually
got depression.
One.
Yeah. That one was good.
Right? Yeah. Indeed. Our producer actually edits our material, and he does listen to all our shows 10 times. Awesome. All right, welcome aboard, and thank you for tuning in. If it's your first time, you know, hang out, be a part of the community. We go on podcast at kxoradio.com, and I want to point this out because as you're listening today, you may be like, this really applies to this person, or you know what, who needs to hear this? And we've got ways to do that with a podcast, because with a podcast, you can share it in a text message, you can share it, you can call somebody up, you can write them a letter and say, hey, here's the address and check out the podcast, or you can post it on social media, and any one of those aspects gets it out into the community. And because we're doing community information and wellness radio, that's helping us a lot. So as you're listening today, if it really strikes you that somebody else in your scope of friends or family might benefit from this, please share it with them, and you'd be doing us a favor and continuing to spread the word for our community. So thank you for that in advance. Welcome aboard. We are joined today by psychologist Dr. Brad Huffy. He is the trainer for a company called Correctional Counseling Incorporated, and his specialty, if you will, is moral recognition therapy. Welcome aboard, Brad.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. So do we need, you know, anytime we talk about moral recognition therapy, and we've done a couple of shows on that. Do we need to really start with the word recognition?
Yes, please.
That's a good
it's
place
It's not
to
everybody's
start.
Word. Sure. It's not everybody's common word.
I know. And as English as my second language.
Yes.
What does it mean?
Okay, a lot of people confuse it with recognition, and it's not that. It's comes from a word coined by the philosopher Descartes, a French philosopher, and he used the term called conation. And conation is about the way, from his perspective, the mind, body, and spirit comes together to make your decisions. And so the prefix re, R-E, in front of conation means to change or rethink,
so rethink your
the
mind.
Way the mind, body, and spirit mm-hmm. comes together to make your decisions.
Okay.
And so when you add that to the moral component of that, so the moral component is to help people make their decisions from a higher moral developmental level. And so the theory, the approach of this type of therapy is based on Kohlberg's theory of moral development. And at the very lowest of the way we make our decisions in life is, from Kohlberg's perspective, called the pre-conventional level. And at that pre-conventional level, it means that we make our decisions based on what brings us pleasure, at the very lowest level, or what keeps us from experiencing painful things or difficult things.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.